This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Good day time. It's 7 after the hour. This is as a continuing lineup of special programs with the Good Day banner. Good Day brand is something that I created over the past 30 years, and it stands for a lot of things. I hope they're all good with you. In this circumstance, Good Day presents the American Family Farmer. I am an American Family Farmer. I am a, I guess, goosebumps every time I say that still. Been around cows all my life, have a dairy farm. I just raise Jersey heifers now. I don't milk cows, although I'm opening my store on the farm back up again to sell ice cream and products that come from the farm. But I have gone down the road that a lot of other farmers have gone down, just said, you know, this is not for me anymore, at least trying to make it a product that will work, and I have to sort of put everything together and hope that the ends all meet. It's a very difficult reality, and thus the reason for this program, to present to you problems and solutions from people who have been there and done that. That's the object lesson here on the American Family Farmer. I acknowledge who they are and why there is a problem, then deal with the truth about what is a special story in Americana that doesn't get told. Every time somebody comes to my farm to visit, we do tours on the weekends and bring the kids into the barn and show them that cows are to be respected and loved and liked because they're good beings. A lot of children are just afraid of them because they're big, and their parents teach them to be afraid of them because they're big, which is kind of foolish because, number one, it's not true, but it just is, you know, it's the continuing change in the country that takes us away from the respect that farmers deserve, and even though less than 2% of our population makes its living on the land now, it still is pretty obvious to anybody that looks around, milk doesn't come from the store, comes from a cow, et cetera. You can go through that whole thing and come, you know, around to understanding why it is that there's so much disrespect. It's more ignorance than anything else. So this program is an attempt to educate people as to what's going on, if you'll pardon the pun, down on the farm. And each week there's somebody different that joins me for a while as we talk about some of the issues. I think it's interesting, all the people who are trying, they're falling all over themselves in the trades, the farm trades, to interview the new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. And I find it's interesting because there are the organic farmers who are talking to him about how he can meet the needs of the people who want organic, and then there are people who want trade deals, and what are you going to do about the Trans-Pacific Partnership? And nothing, because it's dead. And then what are we going to do about Monsanto? Monsanto, the evil empire. So, you know, it makes for very good conversation, I think, and stimulating, and that's why we're going down this road. Jolene Brown is a farmer. She's the real live Farmer Brown. She has a farm in East Central Iowa, 40 minutes west of the Mississippi River, and she grows corn and soybeans, that sort of thing. She can also hypnotize a chicken, which is... I want to find out about that. Jolene, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thank you. And I was chuckling dead when you talked about, Doug, not dead, Doug, when you talked about the large cows, because I grew up showing Belgian draft horses.
Oh,
those are really big, too.
Oh, yeah, like they're the same as the consistency. We had some on the farm as a kid, Belgians and Clydesdales and that ilk, and they're wonderful. The Clydesdales we had were fabulous animals. They really were.
Well, I'm a Belgian lady, but when we show at the horse shows, we certainly were with all breeds. And, yes, I am a real Farmer Brown.
Yeah. So how about your background? Are you from the farm? Did you grow up on the farm? Is this a family farm, or did you take to it?
I sure did grow up on a farm, and it was diversified. We had dairy and hogs, and we had cattle, all kinds of grains as well. And, of course, my father's real love was the draft horses. And then I married a real Farmer Brown about 4 decades ago.
Did you?
And the minute he said, yes, I get to join his life, I not only received the gift of a very honest and hardworking and respected farmer, I received the gift of what it takes to truly be a partner on a working farm.
Oh, my
that
God,
includes
yes.
Debt
yeah.
and
yeah.
assets and hours and the real celebration of being part of the land.
Yeah. I met a lady last weekend. I'm going to tell this anecdotal story because it sort of fits with a lot of people who are listening. I went across the state last Saturday. There were a couple of cattle auctions, and I wanted to buy some yearling heifers, either Ashires or Guernseys or Jerseys. I like the brown breeds, and that's what I have the most success with. So there were a couple of auctions. One of them was way up north near the Canadian border in Vermont, and I went to that one, and the prices for these purebred Ashires were, oh my God. Listen, I mean, I had just paid. I bought a herd of Ashires the week before and paid on average $350 to $450 for these youngsters that were approaching their first year. And I saw the same cows, although they were papered, at this auction, $1,000, $1,200. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if all the farmers are going broke making milk, and they are, unless you got 9 million cows, you're not having a good time of it milking cows and selling it, at least to the, if you're not selling it yourself, if you're selling it into the pool, you're not having a good time. Then I went to, so I didn't buy anything there, and so I hightailed it across the state to the, from the northeast part of the state to the southwest part of the state, and I went to an auction of jerseys, and these were registered jerseys as well. And the prices were crazier there than they were at the other place. So I'm thinking, who's paying this kind of dough, especially when there are so many people in trouble? And what you find is that there are people who are breeders and collectors and stuff that when they find good cows, they pay the price. And so it just is, you see, it's kind of all relative. In my travels, I went across the state. I saw, as I'm driving down this Route 5 in Vermont, there's a Jersey dairy herd. And I know what they are. So I turned into the farm and I started asking questions of the people, a couple of young guys. And then there was a lady. And one of the guys said, it's up to Ma. Okay, so where's Ma? Ma's over there. Okay, so I go over to talk to Ma. Her name is Kim. I don't remember her last name. I think it's Kim Crane. Not important to the story. But a woman, I would say, in her mid-50s. And you could tell by looking at her, man, had she been working the farm. And she had this wonderful energy around her and an excitement for the farm. She's running it with her two boys. And she has MS. So she's got... Mm-hmm. She's got a cart that she has because her lower part of her body doesn't function like her upper body does. And so I watched her. She got out of the truck, maneuvered her way over to a tractor because she had to go plant some stuff, got herself, lifted herself up onto the tractor, no help, and, you know, took the controls. And I thought of that as you were talking about, I wasn't going to tell that story, but I'm sorry to take your time, but it was a lesson that I had forgotten. As to how women, and sometimes women, men just leave the farm, and because they have a hard time making a living, and the women take over rather than give up. And I see that
well,
often.
Well, there are many, many, many women owners on the farm right
yes.
now. And one of my favorite stories is when a sales rep came into our driveway about 20 years ago. And I just finished mowing some, sweeping the walks. And he shouts, is the boss home? And I said, yes, I am. How might I help you? Now, we really are a partnership. But women in
Good.
Agriculture are surely the backbones of a lot of decision-making. They also sign the debt. They do the work. They're leaders, managers, and laborers, as well as many of them are the majority owners.
Yes, and that's a good thing because I think women are better managers than men are. So we'll talk more about the fascination with the farm. Jolene Brown, not only a farmer, but she's written a couple of books. Sometimes you need more than 24. I'm sorry. Sometimes you need more than 2x4. How to Grow a Family Business. This book offers a lot of tips that are to the point and lead to great results. We'll talk about some of those with Jolene Brown as we continue here. 16 after the hour, the American Family Farmer on the air.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Bailey, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. Working for us, it's paying off big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
All right, 18 after the hour, Jolene Brown with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on mistakes that break up a family business, and you address those in the book. You got a couple of different books, actually. The other one, Holy Crap, I Married a Farmer. We ought to talk about that as we get around the bend here. But first, let's spend a minute or two on some of the tips that are to the point from sometimes you need more than a 2x4.
Well, you know, about 95% of all the farms in agriculture, this is ranchers, this is producers, this is growers, they're family businesses.
Yep.
And there's nothing better or worse than working with genetics, as you know that. So my whole position is that we have to honor the family, and the only way you can do that is if you do the business right. So after sitting at hundreds of kitchen tables and certainly consulting with many by phone and Skype and FaceTime, they've kind of taught me what works and what doesn't, and about the mistakes that we make and some ideas to correct them.
Well, I think that we ought to have what we'll do here as we move on. I have a big voiced announcer that will go through with us the top 10 reasons that farm businesses and family businesses don't do well as we continue here. I'm also interested in the fact you do a lot of personal appearances and speaking, motivational speaking. I can get that from talking to you. I would think you'd be a fabulous not only salesperson for the farm and farm life, but common sense. And if nothing else happens, if you grow up on a farm and you live on a farm, you're blessed with common sense. I found that in my experience.
Well, you would think so until all of a sudden money comes into the game, or the people that we marry don't understand agriculture,
yeah,
or that all the family patterns and habits of competition and resentment and revenge come into the game. What I do find, Doug, is that we often have fighting on the way to the funeral home, and for me, that's not common sense. By the way, I'm not just a motivational speaker. I'm a plain speaking person who's going to give you tips and tools to take things back home. So I do everything from celebration at the banquets and open and closes of big conventions, but I also bring them family business workshops and also workshops on advocacy, how to speak out for agriculture.
You know, you and I should be on the road together. We could do a frickin' frack act in terms of personal speaking. We'll get to those top 10 reasons in a matter of moments here. American Family Farmer Time, 21 after the hour.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your wind.
Being mindful about what goes on the farm, the American Family Farmer Good Day presentation. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of Good Day, and also the host of the American Family Farmer, with a reminder for those of you who are working on the farm, those of you who are working who need to be at your best all the time, the river of life is your blood flow. And if your blood is only trickling to your heart and around your body, it'll be a problem sooner than later. It'll cause coronary artery disease. It'll mess up your brain. It'll do awful things to your lungs. It's just that you need blood. And the best way to get blood circulation going as you get older is to use products that have nitric oxide in them. And the best one I know anywhere is a product called Super Beets. Super Beets is all about healthy blood flow, all about having healthy blood pressure. If you lose efficiency, that means you lose energy and stamina. You don't get enough blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all parts of your body. So that's why you get in the queue for Super Beets. If you've never tried the product before, take my advice and the advice of all the doctors that are associated with any of my programs. Take care of your organs, take care of your body, take care of your life by starting your day with Super Beets. Take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, stir it up, and in a few minutes, you'll be on your way. You don't need caffeine, don't need nothing artificial. As a matter of fact, associated with the Super Beets, a product called Neo 40, that's the same as what you have a teaspoon of Super Beets, you put in a glass of water and you take it and you down it and it gets to work going right away to open up your arteries to get blood everywhere. But you can take a Neo 40 as you get up and immediately, because you put it on your tongue, it has the same amount of Super Beets in it as the teaspoon, but it's encapsulated. So you put it on your tongue, you let it melt, and then it goes to work in absorption right away. So all kinds of great products that you can get at Super Beets by going to DougLikesBeets.com. You can see and order. Find out why it's so good for you and get on the bandwagon. If you haven't ordered yet, get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183 or order, as I say, at DougLikesBeets.com. One more time for the information. You get free shipping, too, by the way, when you order. Mention my name, DougLikesBeets.com. Or order at 800-655-4183. You certainly will be able to do your job on the farm and elsewhere with Super Beets in your daily routine. All right, so the conversation here with Jolene Brown, the top mistakes that break up a business. We're going to go through them as time allows from number 10 to number 1. So, Jolene, at the ready, here's our big voiced announcer.
Number 10.
This is number 1 and go to 10, please.
You want to start with 1 instead of going starting from 10 and going down?
They build on each other. Yes, they do.
All right, so let's move the big voiced announcer to the beginning of the list again, Kara.
Number 1.
Well, the first thing is that there is no entitlement, that being part of a family business is not a birthright. And we have to make very sure that we understand that just because we want to be in a business doesn't mean we absolutely get to be in a business. There are prerequisites that we must meet.
Mm-hmm. Number 2.
Now, if you have them the other way, go ahead and do them as you have them, Doug.
It's okay. Do we have...
No, please do, because you have the big voice. I wasn't aware of this, but we can go backwards. So let's start with number 1 that you had, which was that we need to celebrate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, we work so hard in agriculture. We get burnt out, worn out, stressed out, and we're like the hamsters on the wheels, running round and round, wondering why other people won't join us on the hamster wheel. Well, what I find is when you pause to applaud all that you have done, it renews your spirit, and it makes sure that you understand the value of what we do is truly in the people, because we're in the people business. Mm-hmm. It's the people that do all that production.
Yeah, it is. Without good people, you got nothing. All right. So I made a mistake. I tried to be cute and clever, and all it did was confuse people. So we're going to pause for stuff at the bottom of the hour here, and then we'll go back, and I'm just going to let you go through your 10 reasons, and we'll do them. We'll just listen to you, and you'll have full control of our ears and our head. 28 past the hour. Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walk. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hour, this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we have the pleasure of Jolene Brown's company. She is, yes, the real live Farmer Brown from Iowa. She and her husband have a spread, lots of corn and soybeans. I didn't ask you whether you had cattle on your
Not farm. Anymore. It's strictly grain farm at this time.
All right. Now, you have also written books. You're a great
yes.
spokesperson for the ideas that agricultural audiences want to hear. And among the things that you have produced is a list of things that are problems with family businesses, farms especially being the focus. So I'm just going to be quiet and let you go through, starting at the beginning again. Let's just take all of the top 10 reasons that people need to hear, and then what your suggestions are to sort of make these things, create success or make these things go away or fix them in some way, shape, or form.
Well, as I showed before, there's nothing better or worse than working with family, and you've got to do it right, because if not, at the end of the day, you're going to end up with neither family nor business. So having sat at all these kitchen tables, I've learned what works and what doesn't. So here's a big problem. It's when we assume that all genetic relationships equal good working relationships. I want you to have good leaders, managers, hiring really good employees. I don't want moms and dads bringing home the kids. And what I find, Doug, is that so many people operate as a family first. We do everything for the sake of the family, and we operate on habits, traditions, assumptions, expectations. And what I'm trying to teach is that if you operate as the business, then you have a chance to be family. So the first is that there's no entitlement and there's no birthright. You're going to be hired by a business. And I actually have prerequisites before you even invite a family member into the business. So the second one is that money really matters here. You've got to make sure that the business is financially strong before you bring another person in into the business, and make sure that everybody's paycheck plus fringe benefits fits into the cash flow, not the net worth. Because people are going to need money to live on, and they come with expectations. And you know what? The people we're married to also expect us to get paid. So here's what I find. When you bring someone into the business, make sure this younger generation comes with a business plan of what the business would look like if they have the privilege to become part of it. And let them know that they have to bring value, that they have to be needed, and most of all, that they have to work for someone else for at least 2 to 3 years before you get to come and work in the family business. So we've got to make sure that the money is there and that it is financially strong. Number three is we expect everybody else to change, but not me. You know, I was down in Oklahoma, and I had a rancher say to me, he got real quiet. We're talking about bringing his daughter in, and finally he said to me, you know, as long as she doesn't change anything, I'm flexible.
Right, yeah, I love that.
We had to remind him that you are no longer independent, you are interdependent, and that when everybody works for a common goal, the goal may not be the very same as we've had in the past 40 years, and it might be changing as we bring new people in. Number four is a big one. You know, you were talking about how that blood circulation is so important to the living and livelihood of everybody who tries to farm. Well, when we're in a family business, it's communication that is truly the bloodstream of that business. And I have found something, Doug, and that is when it's not in writing, things do not exist. And so I'm going to be up front here and tell you right now that farmers lie. They do. They may not mean to, but they say the same thing over and over again. And here are the three biggest lies in family business. The first one is, work hard. Someday this will all be yours. The second is, hey, I'm going to retire. And the third one is, oh, you don't have to worry about your brothers and sisters. You know, they have their jobs. They're not interested in the business. Now, that's true until you're dead. So, Doug, what's your thought about those three lies in agriculture?
Well, I think that I'll go backwards in terms of the what happens when you're dead. I have a circumstance in my neighborhood where the family's fighting right now, and there are three siblings. Two of them want to get rid of the farm, and one of them who operates the farm doesn't, but he doesn't have enough money to buy him out, so they're going to sell. And he'll be out of a job, and they'll all have their cash, but it's a sad reality. That plus when you die, the death tax, which apparently in this new tax bill is eliminated or all but eliminated, which should have been done a long time ago, because the developer's paradise is when a farmer dies, because he never has enough cash if they are going to be charged X number of dollars, even though they increased it to $5 million, is still after that is a huge tax, and most of them don't have that kind of money, so they sell the land. That's the end of the farm. So there's that, and then there are other things, the sibling rivalries that come about as my ideas are better than your ideas, and that's always going to create a problem. It isn't, nobody's necessarily always right or always wrong, but I find that farmers are among the stubbornest people I know, and I'm sure you found that too. The change that is necessary. I mean, I won't buy new equipment because I don't like the computer stuff that goes with the new equipment. But that's just me. You know, I might be able to find somebody that wanted to work with me, but the difference between me and others here that we're talking about is I don't have anybody in my family that wants to take over the farm, so I'll just keep operating as long as I can, and then, you know, it'll be over.
And it's so challenging because we get the phrase take over the farm and come back to the farm. Yeah. What I want to know is when you treat it as a business, do you want the integrity of the business to continue? And I want a yes or a no from the people I'm working with. And then once I hear a yes, we want the farm to continue. Well, then with whom? You know, we've got to decide who has the education, character, and personality.
What I've done with my farm is fix it so that it will always be a farm. It may look for somebody to run it, but it can't be used for anything else other than agriculture. So, you know, that's as far as I can go with it.
Well, and then when it's a business, we have to make sure that we take into effect fair and equal, because if those who people have been truly building up the network of the business, been there for 20, 30 years, buying in as they go, not just having it gifted, and then how do we compensate for sweat equity, because they were never paid market value, there was not a retirement program, because they had been told, work hard, someday this will all be yours.
Yeah.
Now, this is when we have fighting on the way to the funeral home, and I know I'm in trouble when the first time the whole family has sat down together to talk is when we're at the reading of the will.
Oof.
And I get involved in a lot of those things. I walk in when they're fighting with pitchforks in the dairy barn. I've got family members I can't even get into the same house. I've walked in where they have threatened each other's lives, and what I want them to know is there is a better way. You've got to do things when the times are good, and you've got to hire family members well, because it's hard to fire them, and you have to put things in writing, because if it is not in writing, it does not exist. So number four had a lot to do with making sure that we understand that a conversation is not a contract. The fifth lesson that we can learn is that mind reading is not an acceptable form of communication. I don't know how many times I've said that to my husband. So when I'm in a piece of equipment and you're outside and I'm looking at you and you're giving me this hand signal of a finger running round and round in a circle in the air, I'm not sure what that means, especially since I don't have the power takeoff shaft on, you know? So what we've learned, because we work for someone else, is that cussing and swearing and slamming doors, rolling eyes, and walking away is not an acceptable form of communication. Mm-hmm. Instead, one of the 10 tools from my workshops that they walk out with is actually a contract for communication. And one of the things in that contract says that we're going to be approachable. We're going to answer questions. We're not going to call somebody stupid, dumb butt. You should have remembered that from last year. Mm-hmm. But you can come to me. We're going to be approachable. And then we also understand that we have to deal with conflict. It's going to happen. It happens in any business. But if you don't do things when the times are at the mosquito bite level, and they build and they build and they build, and pretty soon we've got people walking off the farm, we've got people not talking to each other, and you have decreased the productivity and the profitability, and you will have no peace of mind on that farm. So two of the 10 points actually have a lot to do with communication and the tools to make sure that we do it right. And Doug, I am just like you. The more I have to deal with people, the more I like cows. If I don't like that old biddy, I'm taking her to the
same farm. I can't
do
my radio program with the cows, but I can sure spend a lot of time with them when I'm not on the air.
And,
yes.
And if they make me mad, I can get rid of them. You can't do that with an in-law or a mom or dad or an aunt or an uncle or brother or sister.
Yep.
So communication is one of the joy-filled parts that we in agriculture think we don't have to do. And yet it really is the bloodstream to operate the business and do it right. So then we have the sixth thing, and that is, as I said before, do this when the times are good.
Mm-hmm.
These template tools that you can take home and apply are really key, and we have to be very careful not to let perfect be the enemy of really good. Well, we're going to do write a will. Oh, but we don't know for sure, so then you don't do it. Oh, we're going to do a buy-sell agreement. Oh, but let's just get the articles done first to the corporation, and then we never go back and do the other work. And so what I let them know is that one of the most important tools they will need in writing in that family business is a buy-sell agreement, a way to transition the assets so that the integrity of the business might continue. And that's really key. Now, seven happens to be one of my favorites, and that is we have to talk about the in-laws, family members who don't live on the farm but are very interested in the value of the farm, and your employees who have been with you a long time. And what I find is that when it comes to in-laws, there's nothing that can bring you more joy or more pain here. They're your best friends or your worst enemies.
Yep.
So the business has to answer two questions, and that is, what is the role of the spouse in the business? And you've got to make it very clear. But also understand, if you've chosen the pathway of, well, let's keep that spouse out of the business, and we're going to transition by bloodline only, meaning the spouse can never own the asset. It can only go to children, grandchildren, and down the line. Please know that any time that that farm needs a business loan, your spouse is going to have to sign that thing. Mm-hmm. It's called a personal loan guarantee for a business loan. We have to make sure we take care of them. And then the second thing is the second question is, what does the spouse want from the business? And I will tell you, the number one thing they want is security. you know, I write for Successful Farming Magazine, and I'm part of the team, Can Their Problem Be Solved? And the article that I'm writing right now is, what is the obligation you have when you put a ring on someone's finger, especially if the farm owns the house in which you live and your farmer dies? And what if you never have enough money to diversify your interests and you don't have life insurance? What is that spouse supposed to live on? And if the transition is bloodline only, what have you meant to have happen? So I'm going to be very upfront in that article and address the question that I was asked, and that is, I'm about to get married. What should be some of my concerns? So that will be a fun one.
All right, we only have a couple of minutes left here, so let us make sure we get all of these points in succinctly.
Eight has to do with common courtesy. I've seen people treat strangers on the street better than they do family members.
Yeah.
That's your lowest cost, highest return. Number nine is, you must have a legal and discussed estate plan, management transfer plan, and buy-sell agreement. Now, you don't owe your kids a business, but if the assets of your business affect the continuation of that business, the rules of the game must be known. And then we did talk about number 10, the need to make sure that we celebrate, that we address fair and equal, that we take time to pause, to applaud what we've done, and we're all pulling together toward that common goal.
Wow, that's it. Common goals are important. You can't neglect any of this stuff, and this is practical for the insider at the farm, but also good information for any. I have, as my listeners, I have 3 or 4 million people a week that listen to the various programs that I do, and one of the things we have in common with all of them is a focus on family business, small businesses. People who own them seem to like the atmosphere that my programs are in. So this is information not just for families, I'm sorry, for farm families, but for families in general when it comes to business. And you're right. And people can hear this and they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah. But they don't do what you're suggesting, and that's what the problem is. So check out Jolene's information, jolenebrown.com. The books, Sometimes You Need More Than a 2x4, How Two Tips to Successfully Grow a Family Business, from which this discussion we just had came. And holy crap, I married a farmer. So check those all out. Jolene, what a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for your help, and for all who can learn, they can learn a lot from you. Appreciate your being here. 12 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Superbeets. What are Superbeets? Superbeets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Superbeets in regular or cherry flavor, plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order, or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doug Steffen, 53 after the hour. Let me remind you that Mother's Day is right around the corner, and a great way for you to acknowledge your mom is to do it with Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries. Go to their website, berries.com, and get your mom some of these big, huge strawberries that come perhaps from a farm just like yours. They take these big, huge, freshly dipped chocolates, or the strawberries, and dip them in chocolate. All kinds of it's dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, and then they put other things around, swirls, little bits of chocolate, that kind of stuff. This is, you've never seen anything that was this good before. The berries are huge and sweet, and the toppings are decadent, and they're just what your mother doesn't want, but she does want. She'll smile when she opens up the box, and she'll share the Sherry's Berries, maybe, with you. This is how good you are as a son or a daughter, or a spouse. Berries.com, BERRIES.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll get the deal. It starts at $19.99. Buy another dozen for $10 more. It's a gourmet treat. Order them at berries.com, and there's a microphone you'll see on the order sheet, upper top, if you go to the top right-hand corner, upper part of the page. Use the code DJV for the deal. Berries.com. All we need is the suggestion. Your mom deserves sweets for her sweet Sherry's Berries. Berries.com. The code DJV gets you there. We've been talking a lot on this week's program about lists and that sort of thing, and I have six reasons why you need an IT expert on your farm. How many times have you had to ask a next generation person like Kara, who works with me on the program, to fix a computer or tell me how to do something. Hardware may not be working right. You got a software problem, that sort of thing. So make sure if you have, you need a, you know, you need something fixed on your tractor, you call an expert. So the same thing should be true for your, for the computers that you use on the farm. You've got to have data. Another reason why you need one is because the data is required for nutrient management, government programs, conservation plans, food safety plans, and who wants to write that stuff down? There are software programs you can get, so get them. Number three, interpretation of data that is generated by your putting the data in, whether it's livestock or whether it's crops, data. It's all necessary in order for you to manage the farm, the money, the profit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number four, the question on who will lead your farm's equipment and tech innovations. There are lots of hot things every year. Go to page 13 of whatever manual, and there's bound to be a lot of technical jargon in there. That's why you need an IT expert. We're going through the reasons why you need an IT expert. Oh, excuse me, information technology, or an information technologist. And I'm a milk person, so I've noticed on my farm milk production things, records that we used to keep in a notebook, now we keep on a computer. Most milk producers already know about labor-saving robotic milkers, and that may be one thing to save money, but who's going to keep the records? Got to have the records. Even if they're automatic from the robotic milking system, somebody's got to take them and interpret them and use them for either cost-cutting, understanding the tax returns, all of that sort of thing. And the last reason for an IT expert, why you need somebody, the strongest, most immediate need, is due to cybersecurity risks. A major system breach or a loss would deal a death blow to a lot of farm businesses. That's why some of the larger agribusinesses have at least two IT experts and backup systems for backup systems on top of backup systems. Bottom line is that farms that are using digital technologies, whether they're family farms or big farms that are corporately run, you have a competitive edge over those that don't. Look at the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month at your records to see how cows are doing. I was at an auction recently, and the records that came from the milk production, the daily milk production of the cows, helped to sell them. It increased their value. If you knew how much money, I'm sorry, how much milk they were making, then, you know, 61 pounds a day, 80 pounds a day, 100 pounds a day. That is, you know, certainly applicable to the value of the car, to the value of the cow, and why you need to have that information. It will, in that case of a sale, get right to the bottom line. So, six reasons. Food for thought. Keep up with technology. Have an IT expert you can call on to make sure that all your programs and what you're doing is up to date, up to speed. It makes your life easier. That's all. And advice. A bit of advice, anyway, from Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 59 past the hour.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.